there's not like, it's not some fluky shit. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know. You ever been hit with the water weight, then had to wait till you wore away? If you know, you know. When we all clicking like Golden State, and you and your team are the motorcade. You know, you know. Okay, this is episode 2 of Sound. We are going to kick off our NBA coverage right now. I am with Todd Sabin. This is the No Hype Network. All right, Cavs just beat the Celtics. Game 7. Todd, 100%. What do you think about that game? I thought it was a given from the get-go that LeBron will take full control.
Hold on. I have to light my victory cigar for LeBron. Because yes, I mean, we had, when did we have our last podcast?
That was on Friday. And we were saying that it was going to be LeBron and the Warriors again. And they were down 3-2 in the series.
Ah, like Red Auerbach. Mm. Just puffing that cigar for LeBron James. Oh.
Waiting in the wings for his next opponent, baby. Oh, bring him on, baby. He's going for number 4, baby. He's going to get it. And he will get it. And that's where we differ here. Pete still in the delusion that the Warriors will keep it all together and somehow take down this masterful king.
On our last podcast, Warriors and Cavs down 3-2. Both win their next game. Cavs win game 7. We call that all of our friends were saying Boston.
I don't know what they were thinking. I think they just got sucked up in
Your little brother, a pro basketball player, did not believe LeBron James.
It's a terrible misread. I don't know why he's not.
Your older brother, the NBA encyclopedia, Tim Sabin, thought the Celtics, the young Celtics,
I'm more ashamed of Tim, actually, because of the encyclopedia effect. I mean, he understands NBA flows. The Celtics can't just sneak in the finals out of nowhere with their star player on the bench. LeBron would never, ever in a million gazillion years let that happen to himself. The man has too much pride, too much at stake, and he's too good.
The Celtics choked. They could not hit shots late in the fourth quarter. The rim shrinks. It really does.
Pressure Tatum had some great moments, and I respect the shit out of the Celtics team. They are a sensational team.
Great dunk. We will forget about Tatum posterized LeBron James, and we are going to forget about
and
that because
hit that three, and, he
and was, then he hit a three. But after the dunk, he bumped into LeBron, and LeBron looked at him like, "Son, what are you doing? Son, don't do that."
And then LeBron had one of the most beautiful assist to George Hill, a great assist to Jeff Green, and then one of the most epic end ones of all time.
I have a serious cold take. LeBron James is the best basketball player of all time.
Thank you. That's a fact.
That's a cold take.
That's
it's not
very,
hot at
that's
all.
Not, that's not a bold take.
The hot take is that MJ is better than LeBron. That's the hot take. Well, when someone says MJ is better than LeBron, I look at them like,
those people need to get checked into a certain insane asylum. There should be a basketball insane asylum.
And people say, oh, we're too young to, no. We're not too young because they have classic Jordan games that we watched one.
We recently watched a classic
Jordan game. I'm telling you, 90% of his game fadeaways.
Fadeaways. And LeBron's fadeaway is gorgeous, but his bag is infinite. That's the difference.
The real take is LeBron is actually a better shooter than Jordan.
LeBron doesn't
which means
need to do fadeaways, but he loves to do them because it's just so graceful when he goes to his left and fades away
the
on a post.
Only line. Thing.
It's the most graceful Michael, thing. It's my favorite. Trick in his bag. It's my favorite trick.
The only thing Jordan is better than at LeBron is jumpers. Barely. Just barely. He's better at shooting jumpers. That's
LeBron
it.
LeBron can launch threes from Curry range and drill them. And he will in the finals against
the
Warriors.
I'm not saying
he's
that.
He's going to have the most epic three-point performance.
No.
LeBron's in the gym right now shooting
threes. This is another cold take. LeBron is better at three-point shooting than Michael Jordan. That's a fact. Michael Jordan was not good at shooting threes. But LeBron, his mid-range is slightly...
Game in the finals this year. I just want...
Jordan's mid-range is like a 99. Come on. All right. His mid-range is good. Let's give him some credit. All right. Cavs. Rockets. I mean, no. Cavs.
You're thinking that subconsciously.
The Rockets gonna win.
Out of your mouth.
All right, the Rockets are gonna win.
Corrupted
your
conscious.
Shit.
Oh wow.
That was a Freudian
you're
slip.
Speaking into existence.
That was a Freudian slip, but not really.
Be careful
because,
over there.
No. Okay. The Warriors.
It's gonna be Cavs Warriors, and
it's gonna be
LeBron
Cavs,
over
Warriors.
The Warriors. And Korver will average Warriors. 20 a game in the finals, and LeBron will shoot 50% from three and shoot at least 6 of them per game.
All right. What I meant to say was Warriors Rockets preview. Game 7 tonight in Houston.
Let's talk this.
The game is tipping off in 1 hour. I got Warriors by 13.
Warriors by 13. I have Warriors by 7 points.
And it's going to be Rockets.
It's so boring talking basketball with us because we know what's going to happen, except Todd's delusional about the finals. But that's,
I'm not delusional at all about the finals.
You're a little delusional.
Most of the nation is. It's okay. It's okay. Everything will change in 2 weeks, and we'll all see clear what's truly happening here on the court. Now, let me tell you, tonight it's going to be the Warriors, but the Rockets will actually be leading for a majority of the game.
How many technicals tonight, and who gets them?
Great question. Well, it's a certain block that...
Oh, that,
it's actually too much of a lock that Draymond gets one, so I'm not going to predict Draymond.
We have to relight my...
I'm calling Chris Paul. Fourth quarter, T.
Chris Paul technical.
Fourth quarter, late T, 5 minutes to go, getting really frustrated when the Warriors are chipping away hard and getting a big lead after the Rockets were winning just in the third quarter.
There are going to be two technicals tonight. It's going to happen early. It's going to get chippy early.
Okay.
And it's going to be Draymond. Between... Draymond and PJ Tucker, they are going to run into each other like two bulldogs, and neither of them are going to back down, and it's going to look like they're about to throw down. They won't. They'll both get teed up, and that's it.
Okay. And that's in the first quarter, you said?
That's in the first quarter.
Early first. Okay. I'm excited to see that. KD is going to get into his bag in the second half. That is my vision of this. And Steph Curry will have a very stellar game. Harden will play great.
Everyone's saying Harden will play great, and I feel like people say that after every game now because he never really plays that great.
At the same time, though, he is known to struggle in the playoffs. I mean, he was over 20 just recently, and also last year he had that collapse. But, you know, this is a game 7 at home. This is really a huge opportunity for James Harden right now. The man who's anticipated.
The reason why it's tough
it's
for
the
James...
Biggest game, it's the big, this is the big... The highest stakes are for Harden, I'd say.
Right? Here's why it was really why it is hard for Harden, because you're getting guarded by Klay and KD. Those are two long defenders who can really clamp you up. Like that's going to be tough
Paul
for. Yes, but Chris Paul and that hamstring injury, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. He's
Chris Paul might get fucked up by Steph Curry tonight. I think Steph's going to make him fall. He's going to get some get back. He might hit him with a little MJ push off, make it look worse. Mm. Yes, I just think this.
Come up for 6 rings like what Phil told Mike. And then Nikki recently said, how many championships rings? 6 rings on. 6 is the number to get people. How many does LeBron have, Pete?
All right, breaking 3. News. Eminem is with Nicki Minaj.
He needs to... Why do you keep going to that?
that is just insane. Okay, let's just go
it
right...
It is, though. I really was cutting one.
All right, back to... All right, we need to just... All right, NBA, Cavs, Warriors and 4. All right.
That is insane. It'll probably be Cleveland in 6 or 7.
Okay, back to... All right, Drake... Pusha T, Drake's diss was actually good. We incorrectly listened to that right away the first time. We didn't even know who it was too really.
Should we play it?
You could play it. Drake actually had some great bars of Push. He was questioning if Push was a real drug dealer. He was saying, "Wait, you're talking about ghostwriting for me? Well, look who's doing your albums." Kanye produced his whole album, and when Kanye makes a song, he has like 12 collaborators. Kanye makes songs with the hundreds of people. Like, if you look at Kanye's credits on an album, there's so many people working on songs. Like, you can't...
Yeah, he's very social.
Like, Drake was... Fantana was so right. But Drake was pointing out inconsistencies in Pusha T, and he was actually getting pretty lyrical with it, and he's good. And then Drake dropped the second diss track, which was horrible, titled I'm Upset.
I thought it was a great...
I'm Upset was not good.
I liked it a lot.
Really? It was all right, but just the fact that it was titled I'm Upset...
Yeah, that was a strange title, but...
It's too on the money.
It's a different title. I like different...
It's too on the money.
Too on the money title was?
It's just like, you don't want to admit that you're upset. You just, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And Fantano gave Pusha T's album an 8. I said he'd give it a 7. What did you say he'd give it?
I said light 7, but he gave it a light 8, didn't he?
He gave it an 8.
This is the Duppy freestyle.
Okay. So if you rebuke me for working with someone else on a couple of V's, what do you really think of the nigga that's making your beats? I've done things for him I thought that he never would need. Father had to stretch his hands out and get it from me.
Really, really direct. Okay.
Father had to stretch his hands out. Okay, we did not get that.
Right. By y'all putting pen to the sheets. Tired of sitting quiet and helping my enemies eat. Keep
getting temperature checks. They know that my head overheats. Don't know why the fuck you niggas listen to Dead on My Sleeve. Must have had your infrared wrong. Now your head in a beam. Y'all are the
spirit. Infrared was the title of the last Pusha T track.
You're not even top five as far as your label talent goes. You send shots, but I gotta challenge those. But I bring calico to the Alamo.
You're not even top five as far as your label talent goes.
So he's taking a shot at good music.
No, just specifically him. Just saying that you're not even
top five in your.
You're not even top five on your label. That's. I mean, these are crazy good bars. We were wrong, Drake. Horrible hot takes last time. Drake did not fall off because right after this, he released this right away with these bars. He released
this. So he had these lined up or something?
No, he did not have these lined up. He did not know that Pusha was going to come out with this. He heard Pusha's track at midnight. His friends were probably like, all right, Pusha went at you. He records his diss in less than 6 hours, has this out the next day with these hard bars. All right.
He truly went to the studio and bodied a rapper.
Yes.
That was his instinct. Yeah, his instinct.
Yes, we misread that.
That's the beautiful thing about rap. What other music genre has battles of this nature?
Yes, country music needs
sports
to get
can't
some
even do
fucking...
This is like Floyd immediately going to meet Connor.
We need some country diss tracks.
We do.
Flourish to their higher purpose. You niggas leeches and serpents. I think it's good and now the teachers are learning. Yeah. Your brother said it was your cousin and him than you. So you don't rap what you did, you just rap what you knew. Don't be ashamed, there's plenty niggas that do what you do. There's no malice in your heart, you an approachable dude. Man, you might have sold a college kids for Nike and Mercedes.
Oh, shit.
But you act like you sold drugs for Escobar in the '80s. I had
breaking
a microphone
news,
of yours, but then the signature faded.
Breaking news.
Okay, Chris Paul is out.
Chris Paul is out.
You only get this kind of info live on the No Hype Network podcast mixed with rap.
This should be completely live. If this is live, hello, viewers.
This is the listeners. NBA rap show.
This is the NBA rap show. This is pop culture.
On No Hype Network, we only talk hip-hop and...
We talk about competitive platforms.
Hip-hop and the NBA.
Yes. And right now, one of the bigger battles is Drake versus Pusha T as opposed to Rockets and Warriors.
Well, that is actually a fair comparison.
It is.
The Warriors are Drake, and Pusha T is,
is
the Rockets.
And Chris Paul specifically.
Chris Paul is Pusha T. And he is out for game seven. And Pusha T is out.
Houston is good music. And
Houston is good music. They've been around forever.
Is OVO, Young Money. OVO slash Young Money.
And the Warriors.
Because OVO.
The Warriors are dominant and new.
OVO
and
is like
good
KD.
Music is a little.
Young Money is like Curry and the gang. Curry and Klay Thompson. That's Young Money.
And Dre, yeah.
And Dre. Draymond Green.
Okay, yes.
That's a beautiful analogy.
So we can reconfirm my pick. Warriors by, I said 13. It's now going to be 33, and there will be very few people in that arena in the fourth quarter. It's going to look bare. In the fourth quarter, it's going to be 30. In the fourth quarter, early.
Jeez.
Early.
I'm going to say now it's going to be, I'm actually stealing your prior prediction. I think it's going to be Warriors by 13 now. By 13. 114 to 101.
Okay. All right. Continue with the Drake song.
All right. Here we go.
I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately. Please believe your demise will be televised. Yeah. And as for Q, man, I changed his life a couple times. Nigga was at Kroger working double time. Y'all acting like he made the boy when I was trying to help the guy. Yeah. Who gassed you to play with me? Man, you made this shit as easy as ABCs. Whoever's supposedly making me hits, but ain't got no hits, sound like they need me. My hooks did it. My lyrics did it. My spirit did it. I'm fearless with it. Yeah.
I'm really sick of giving you none of my time.
Cause you older than a nigga, you running behind. Look, holler at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name and I'ma let it ring on you like Virginia Williams.
I love that flow.
I'm too resilient. Get out your feelings.
I'm too resilient.
It's gonna be a cool summer for you. I told Weezy and baby I'ma done it for you. Tell Ye we got an invoice coming to you. Considering that we just sold another 20 for you.
To be honest.
And then he always says his vintage Drake. He leaves about 45 seconds of the instrumental running
that
for anyone.
Was so hard.
Anyone who wants to bite. He's tempting Pusha T to take this beat and retaliate.
He just said that he caused a 20% increase in their business just by getting in this fight with them.
Oh my God.
He's getting accountant with it. He's like, and then he sent him the invoice. He put the invoice on Instagram. We totally missed misinterpreted this. Drake isn't falling off. He actually just played another perfect chess move.
Incredible portion of this is how quickly he did it, though. He really did it.
No, I think the best part is how good those bars were. Those bars were actually very deep.
That's like scoring 30 points in 20 minutes.
That was like scoring 13 points in 30 seconds, like T-Mac. Okay, that was unbelievable. Because he hit it so quickly, it was just like, bucket. We misread that.
But what's this, though?
We misread that horribly.
This is I'm Upset by Drake. I'm upset. I love this track. I love it. Disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. This is such a young song. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way what you expect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. It is a lousy title, but great track.
Horrible track. Horrible title.
Oh my god, I'm running back. I ain't going 50-50. We're running back.
I'm upset.
I want to be quiet. Listen to how great this is. This is vintage Drake.
Warriors by 43.
Warriors by 23. I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check.
I'ma always take the money. Great call. This is a 21 Savage flow.
This is beautiful. Drake has so many styles. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. God bless them. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. Every month. Oh, the beat. So, let me pause. Everyone. What she want that. For the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she want. I still got like 7 years of doing what I want. My dad still got child support from 1991. 7 years of doing what he wants. He's single as fuck. Goes to 40. Out of town. People love to pop a lot of shit and come around. Word of Flocko Jody, he done seen us put it down. Niggas asking if I'm cool. I'm upset. 100,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check.
He was trying to make this his back-to-back. This was a smooth one. He came out with the hard lyrical diss.
Because Fantano, you are just copying Fantano.
Yes, I might be. No,
you
I actually
are,
might be.
And I don't like that.
Because now I actually like it. Listening to it right now, I
good,
actually like
I
it.
Good, because I don't do 50-50. I go out on tour like I'm possessed. Drinking less. He wakes up possessed, like LeBron. You trying to check. This is real life. Niggas think we playing chess. God. LeBron behind.
So what's next?
This really is. Jump up out the bed like I'm possessed. Oh, I love that part.
Bron jumps around the garden like he's possessed. Bron
he wakes
jumps
up and gets out
around
the garden, goes to the garden.
The TD
yes,
garden
he does.
Like he's a zombie. A killer basketball zombie from outer space. LeBron almost flexed through that poor Nike jersey.
I'm so happy. Let's go back to NBA talk.
Okay,
I'm
back
so
to NBA
happy.
Talk. LeBron.
I like when he stunts in Boston.
Here's
those Boston people
here's
are behind
another
the times,
cold, obvious
especially
take.
The ones sitting close to the court. Those are the ones who are the most racist.
Cold, obvious take. If those were the original Nike jerseys at the start of the season, LeBron would have ripped through it by flexing on the Boston fans. The whole thing would have just, it would have popped off like the Hulk. It would have just popped right off, and he would have just been flexing shirtless, and all the ladies, like husbands, would have been covering their wives' eyes. They would have been like, oh.
Yes, LeBron truly has a lot of moments where he just displays someone who is possessed.
LeBron really did that last night. I shout out to all of our idiot friends who
the block was actually the best when he blocked.
I can't believe Terry Rozier thought he was getting the foul.
So that's 4 and 5 on the other end, wasn't it?
Yes. LeBron just stayed there. LeBron
he's
like,
done that before in regular shooting games, but to do that in a game.
Terry Rozier picked off that pass, right?
I think he did that in Phoenix this year, but when he did that in game.
Rozier intercepted the pass. That's how he got the ball, right?
Yeah.
And then he was running down. And
LeBron threw an interception.
As soon as I saw that, I was like,
he jogged back, and Rozier was trying to have a defining moment of his own.
It was the equivalent. It was the equivalent of throwing an interception and then running down the guy and forcing a fumble.
Something Kaepernick would do.
You would throw the pick, and then he went down and tackled the guy and made him fumble.
Yes.
And got the ball back.
And then he stood there.
And got the ball back and just stood there while someone else bought the ball.
He stood there like pizza, like a Greek statue.
He looked like someone was about to chisel his frame.
Now, this is the real debate right now. What was a better play? That play or the N1 at the end when he's getting harassed by the strongest player on the Celtics from behind? The ball gets goaltended and still finds its way through the fucking hoop.
Goaltends that go in are very rare, especially.
They're so sweet.
But I've never seen a goaltend go in off an obvious foul like that. Because he was getting held down.
It's actually better than any like pure make, because it just looks like you're playing 21 and everyone and all your friends are trying to stop you, and like you just actually can't. Just look at this play.
Yes, God. LeBron. Yes.
Look at it go in. You can do whatever you can, but the ball will go through the hoop. It will.
LeBron is the greatest player of all time.
He actually is.
The MJ takes are just fucking funny now. The MJ takes are just cute. It's just a bunch of old guys.
I mean, it comes down to
who's better?
Is it LeBron James or the actual Warriors? LeBron actually is better than the whole Warriors. And he's going.
No, he's not. That's why he's going to lose.
No, he actually is. And Korver's going to score 20 for his brother. Korver's going to step up. His first finals appearance ever. Korver is so pumped right now. He's going to really, really ball out against this Warriors.
The Warriors just clowned the Cavs with Kyrie last year.
I'm so excited for this.
You hear that? You hear that desperation in that sigh? That is the desperation of someone who really knows.
I like that Kyrie's out. Get Kyrie on the mix. I want LeBron to win it with this team. Obviously, this would be the biggest statement of all time. There's actually truly nothing any LeBron hater can say now once LeBron's going to win the series. There's nothing they can say.
Play the best ASAP Rocky song as a send-off.
All right. Let's go back to ASAP Rocky. When is Fantana going to...
Fantana reviews. We didn't even say what we thought he was going to give him. I think he's going to give it a... He's going to give it a 5. He's going to hate on it.
No, I think he's going to give it a 7.
He's going to give it a 5.
I like 7. Same call as the other one?
People complain that he gives out a ton of 6s. People say that his go-to is a 6. It kind of feels like a 6. 2. It feels very average.
I'll go to the most LeBron-y track. Flex leave.
Andre Iguodala out tonight. I wish it was Kevin Durant.
All right, so that's kind of a draw then to the Chris Paul. But Chris Paul is more significant at the end of the day. And Chris Paul, they're both Olympians, though. They're both very, very, very talented basketball players.
Steph Curry is probably going to get 40 tonight.
I really think it would be more of a KD game.
If Steph is wearing blue shoes, 40 points. If they're blue.
I think it's going to be a KD Clay game.
Okay, yes. KD, I'm not KD, Clay in game 6s in the conference finals. So good.
And Larry Nance is going to actually have a great finals and really step it up.
The last time Clay was down 3-2 in the conference finals. What did he do? He killed Durant and Westbrook in OKC in 2016. Just killed them. Had 40 on him.
I don't like how CP3 had the peak of his career, the pinnacle now, is when he's shimmied on stuff. I think after that, he's... It's sad he can't follow it up. It's very sad, but I think he peaked there.
The shimmy is going to get lost, just like the Tatum dunk on LeBron. It's going to get lost. It's going to get lost.
Good call. That's true. Those are identical, right?
They don't mean anything after it. It's just dumb.
Great for personal highlight, but everyone will know when they're seeing that they actually lost the series.
Hey, shout
winning
out,
is so
hey,
essential.
Shout out to the owner of Barstool. Did you see all his tweets? Did you see all his tweets? Is his name Dave Portnoy or something? Look him up on Twitter right now.
Okay.
The owner of Barstool. He's been tweeting shit about LeBron this whole series. Yes, I have been. He's been talking shit about LeBron. He's like a huge Boston guy. Yes.
What?
This guy, yes. Look down his timeline.
I haven't seen his shit yet.
Yes, do you see? Well, you haven't been seeing the shit he's been saying about LeBron?
There's so many
The
LeBron
whole
haters.
Series, he's been saying, oh, Celtics sweep after they win game 1. He said Celtics sweep.
Look at this. LeBron didn't win. The Celtics lost. Celtics... Well, of course, they're
young.
Oh, my
God. They lost because they played against LeBron. This guy is the big... He's such a young Skip Bayless. He's like the Boston Skip Bayless. It's really crazy. The stuff keeps...
I sort of blacked out after LeBron screen in my face.
Screen in my face. But getting my chair stolen right from under me in the middle of my live press conference may have been my lowest moment ever.
Oh, by the way, let's talk about ASAP Rocky real quick.
What about ASAP Rocky?
This is the best moment of the track of the whole album. The eeriness from FKA Twigs.
Ric Flair?
That's like a Celtic fan dying.
That is the spirit of Red Auerbach's wife just crying as she gets murdered by LeBron James.
Zing, 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 zing.
Okay, the Boston, the Celtics are dead. The Celtics are, it's going to be a rematch.
We watched like a murder last night, but it was like, it had to happen. It had to happen.
I hope that doesn't make LeBron stay in Cleveland. That could be the worst thing to happen.
No, he's out. He's gonna win, and he's gonna do it. He has it lined up already. He's gonna talk about, hey man, I want to take my challenge to the West, and he's gonna go to a Western Conference team. He's gonna be like, I've been running the East for what is that, Doris? 8 years now. Well, this summer, I'm gonna take it West. I'm gonna go out to Los Angeles and join the Lakers organization with Magic Johnson, and Lonzo Ball and a lot of young players. That's my call.
LeBron's going to get murdered in the finals, and he's going to go to L.A. with Lonzo, and they're going to have just a killer offense with great movement.
Yeah,
they're going to pass the ball incredibly well. They're going to get a couple of shooters. They're going to dominate. They're going to be the 2 seed in the
LeBron
West.
LeBron just ran the East so hard for the last 15 years. Just so hard. He started in his hometown, and then he dipped into the most lit team in the East. And then he went back to his hometown and brought a championship twice there. It's going to be twice. And now it's going to be like, bye, East, bye. I am going to the West. Let me go West. Let me go to L.A. And if it's not L.A., people, it's going to be Houston. It's either L.A. or Houston, okay? I'm telling you right now. Facts.
LeBron is going to L.A., and BBB and LeBron are going to have a serious collab that's going to just break the internet. It's going to be just an exclusive.
But here's the real question.
BBB,
how are Kobe fans going to react to this?
They're gonna be very. It's gonna be such a weird moment.
It's gonna be so weird for Kobe
sexuals, for Mamba sexuals,
so
and LeBron sexuals.
So LeBron's gonna win over Kobe sexuals, and his fan base is gonna.
LeBron's fan base. That might be the ultimate reason he goes to LA is because he could take over such a
and
large.
And he's gonna make Lonzo Ball look so cool. Lonzo Ball is gonna be so cool. It's gonna be like LeBron in
it
way.
It could be the Heatles times 100. It could be the Littles.
Because Paul George, he goes there too. That trio.
Forget Paul George. We don't need to talk about Paul George. Paul George is so bad.
That's what happens when you lose.
You got okay, nice 3-point shot,
all
buddy.
All I can remember is him losing to Utah.
Nice bricks.
I feel terrible for bringing that name up. God. I don't like talking about losers.
Donovan Mitchell was dunking all over his ass this year. Donovan Mitchell. There are fucking mid-round, first-round picks dunking. Rookies. Just dunking on Paul George now.
Yeah, that's pretty
just
sad.
Rookies.
Yeah, nice knees, Paul.
I mean, dude, Donovan Mitchell didn't even dunk on Steph, but he dunked on Paul George. That's so embarrassing. Okay, the Tatum dunk was nice.
The Tatum dunk was phenomenal. Jason Tatum put on quite a show. He was ready for the finals. His teammates were not. Rozier was not ready for the finals. Morris was not that guy. Morris was such a Deshaun Stevens, and there's always one of those players on a LeBron opposing team. There's one of those like talkers, like a Lance Stevenson, Deshaun Stevenson. Morris, I mean, it's just a typical bully on their side who can't do shit. It's too funny. They're so cute.
I love when LeBron, for some reason, this series had so many long post-ups where he would just be backing someone down for 10 seconds, and the whole time I would just be telling people
you know
I was
he's
with.
He's coordinating
the whole time.
Possession. He is actually killing clock like a really poised quarterback.
When you see LeBron
because
do that,
his teammates aren't electric enough for him to run. So
he gets to that low post spot, and he gets an easy layup every.
You know how much math LeBron does in each game?
Time.
The time is literally planted to his brain, and he knows exactly how long, when to go on fast breaks, when to push for fast breaks, when to slow the fuck down.
LeBron has to do everything.
When he can shoot, when Thompson in the court, do your fadeaways. When he's not, go drive the lane.
Has to run the offense. LeBron coaches a team. LeBron's the GM. LeBron has to work with all their shitty.
He's the smartest player to ever play the game, and this is why he truly, real talk, this is why he's the GOAT. It's because he's actually the smartest player to ever play.
Yes, but when it's all said and done, it's going to look like on paper that Steph Curry owned LeBron.
That's what's at stake. There's a lot at stake. I'm so excited to take on each
because
game
when Curry
and to watch LeBron just slowly win over the nation and just watch people slowly migrate there. And when I will look back on this and it'll be like, duh.
LeBron and Curry are playing a best of seven, and Steph is going to be very close to four.
The Warriors
are
a vulnerable team because they do rely on the jump shot. So if they're off, they're fucked.
A great and take. That's something that people don't talk about.
Thank you.
Yes.
Finally, I'm getting that out of the open. It's true. Yes. They're actually, if they break, in a way.
Yes, but the thing is, they do have four Hall of Famers in their starting.
They do, and it's very, very, very daunting.
Four Hall of Famers
it's
is
daunting,
tough
but it's not
to
physically
beat.
Daunting at all.
How many Hall of Famers are the
LeBron
Cavs?
LeBron is actually stronger than
the Cavs
everyone
have
on the team. Iguodala, if he's still out and crippled, that's huge. And I think that someone like Korver is going to step it up first time in the finals.
You think Kyle Korver is?
That's one of my takes.
You think Kyle Korver is going to get open against this Warrior team?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that they set great screens. Larry Nance will be having great minutes. Tristan Thompson will be setting great screens.
So, what is your take? What is your?
I think it's
going to
be Cavs. I think it's going to be Cavs in six. That's my take. That's my official take. Here it is: Cavs in six. At first, it was Cavs in seven. And
first
I thought maybe
Cavs
a sweep.
Four.
I was pondering the notion of a sweep because if they take
your
game one,
have been all over
if
the
they
place.
Take, they're not. If they take game one, they could truly sweep. I think they'll split the first two. They're not going to take both in Golden State, but they'll split the first two, and then they'll probably split it in Cleveland. Then he'll win again in Golden State, and then take game six at home.
Warriors in four, obviously.